I was finding the very ordinary, very everyday type things difficult. I was struggling to, for example, put the buttons in my shirt, tie my shoelaces, hold cutlery, things like that. Things that we all take for, take for granted. And I just thought, oh, maybe it's something to do with my bad circulation. Something that you think, wow, surely the doctor will have a packet of pills or something he can prescribe.
And you were a very healthy, active 29-year-old, so yeah.
Absolutely. I was a former gymnast in the Scottish gymnastics team. I would run a half marathon without thinking. And then suddenly, just 3 weeks ago, I found out that I have motor neuron disease. I'm dying, and I'm dying fast. I've been given a death sentence. And the reason that, I've kicked off my campaign to raise money is because there is no cure. The scientists, the researchers, the experts, they don't even know what causes the disease, never mind what they need to do to cure it.
Well, I mean, many people, I think like me, are very ignorant about this. It is a progressive debilitating disease, and it attacks the brain and the spinal cord, and it causes muscles to waste. As you say, there is no cure. And an extraordinary statistic, and this is where you say, this is a life sentence, a death sentence, is half of the people who are diagnosed die within 14 months of the diagnosis, and you're 29 years old.
Yeah, I'm 29 years old. I used to go to, up until a few months ago, I'd be pumping iron at the gym, I'd be working out, I'd be, running around Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh. It's absolutely devastating for me, but if I can do something to help other people, to help the next generation, because it's too late for me, they're not going to find a cure in time for me. But this is about, the next generation of 29-year-olds, the next generation of people that get this awful disease. If we can change the law and make things easier and better for them, if we can force the government into investing more into MND research.
Well, tell me about the law change that you want in terms of the campaigning you're doing.
So up in Scotland, I'm campaigning for a couple of things at the moment. In Scotland, there's MND specialist nurses, but they coordinate care. They're a vital service for me and, the thousands of other people that have MND in the UK. And up in Scotland, they're paid for almost entirely out of charitable funds. That's not right. They should be paid for by the NHS. These are vital services.
Yeah.
And because it's a disease that isn't as well known, isn't on the news as much as other things, people just don't invest in it the same. It doesn't have the same investment. So I'm really pushing that forward. There's another issue about people having to pay for the vital care they need. Help with, for example, dressing, washing, eating. They shouldn't be having to pay for that. These are dying people. Imagine lying there, unable to move, unable to wash yourself, and then you're having to worry about whether you've got enough money to pay for the people to care for you. It's just absolutely wrong. And I was just so angry when I read that in the sort of information pack that I got. And I thought that needs to change. The law needs to be changed. I think it needs to be made illegal for things like that.
Requiring either local authorities or the government to provide that care. Now, you yourself already started raising money. You've already raised £30,475, which is amazing. 16,000 of that you raised in just one day. How have you been raising that money?
You tell me. I wrote one newspaper article. I'm just an ordinary guy from Fife. I've been absolutely blown away by the generosity and the support of the hundreds of people that have donated to my campaign. How have I done it? I really don't know. I've just been blown away by the support. All I did was put pen to paper and told my story. I was as honest and as brutally straightforward about things as possible. There's no point of mincing your words.
Well, you certainly don't. In the article you wrote, I have to say, I mean, it brought tears to my eyes. I can't imagine what it's like to go to the doctor saying, I've got a bit of numbness in my fingers. And you say that it was a very kind consultant neurologist. Mm. And you knew the way he was speaking to you, the soft way he spoke to you very slowly. You knew this isn't good. And then being told that it was motor neurone disease, you're thinking, this doesn't sound good. And then him basically telling you that you were going to die within a few years. I can't imagine what it's like to be told that at a young age when you're so healthy with so much of your life ahead of you.
Yeah. And, I think forever I will remember that day. I can picture right now the expression on his face when he was talking to me, and I just shook my head in disbelief. I didn't believe what he was saying. I thought, this can't be true. This must be wrong. And then you sort of go through a whole sort of roller coaster of emotions. You sort of question it. You sort of say, why me? Why now? Why is there not a cure? And you just think, you could spend your time being angry and sort of wallowing in self-pity, or you can just get on and enjoy your life. So I'm spending more time with my family, my beautiful baby nephew. I'm travelling more than I've ever done before. I'm, you know, trying to do what I can to fundraise and change the law and make things better for the next generation of people that get this disease. But the last thing that I should be doing, or the last thing that I want to be doing is sort of feeling sorry for myself.
Well, I mean, you're a very, very impressive young man. But you've had, and I don't think it's a surprise, really, given how well, extraordinarily brave you're being. You've had huge support from high-profile figures, including Alex Salmond, the First Minister of Scotland, Alistair Campbell, former Tony Blair's spokesman. What's been the thing, though, that's moved you the most in the past few days in terms of the generosity you've received towards your campaign?
I think it has to be, you know, I've had a huge amount of support from friends and family. But I think the thing that has really moved me the most is the people getting in touch that I've never met before. People who have had their life in some way touched by this awful disease, who have lost family members and are just getting in touch with messages of support and really heartfelt messages. And people also who have MND and are at various stages of either pre-diagnosis or post-diagnosis. Mm. Offering their support, offering their stories and just telling their sort of side of things.
Well, again, it's a disease that I think so many of us, certainly including me, knew so little about. I certainly didn't realise that it was a unfortunately, you have to know far more than anyone would have wanted to. We've spoken to the Motor Neurone Disease Association here in England, and they say, again, many people are having to fund their round-the-clock care. How can people who are listening right now, lots of people tweeting me, saying very moved by your what you've had to say, what can they do to help? What can they do to help your campaign and to donate?
So what they can do is they can go online and donate at on my JustGiving page, justgiving.com/Gordon Aikman. They can, you know, read my story, read my article, just find out a little bit more about the disease, find out the telltale signs, the symptoms that can, you know, that could be something far worse than you think. So I think those are the two key things: awareness, find out about it, and also donate. Give what you can. We need to find a cure, and we can find a cure. It'll be too late for me. I've already got my death sentence. But, you know, it's about what happens to the next generation, what happens 10, 20 years down the line. And we need to be investing now and getting proper amount of money put into this deadly, deadly disease.